Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
At 92.9 The Game, as we're on the heels of Father's Day, we're going to have a lot of stories tomorrow. And you know who's spending time with their kids this weekend?
Is that?
Tiger.
Yes, he is. Getting them some quality time. You think they're on the boat? They may have been.
Yeah. Summertime, probably had a couple other folks on there up at Shinnecock. But, yeah, Tiger's done. Your whole thing is we haven't talked much U.S. Open. And I'm not that surprised that he and some of the other names aren't playing.
Yeah.
Because that's what the U.S. Open does. You know, you got to have your game, or as Tiger likes to say, you got to have your A game.
Yep.
And the number one player in the world right now has his A game.
He is your leader right now. Dustin Johnson has rounds of 69 and a 67 yesterday. And he is at 4-under par with a 4-shot lead going into the third round, or as they like to call it, moving day today at Shinnecock Hills.
Problem is, he just don't move the needle. In fact, nobody left moves the needle, and that includes Phil. Phil was playing while Tiger was out. He wasn't moving the needle. They got the golf fans. They got the casual fans. But their problem right now is World Cup and Tiger not being there.
It's the same network.
The interest in it.
I'm just saying that this is.
But I'm saying
the same network has both.
People will do other things as opposed to sitting in front of the TV all day and going from one to the other. And they're on different channels. NBC. They've got a couple different platforms as far as where you can watch the games.
Right.
So it's not just like one after another. But my point is that these guys coming into these courses for the U.S. Open, you know, you got to be special. That's why they haven't met these places. That's why they haven't met places like Shinnecock.
You know what I think? It makes it tough. I think for a player, if he plays a certain way, he's all out. That's the only way that he knows how to play the game. That's how he's made his living. And here's a place where maybe that going all out is not rewarded, because you know what I mean. And when you think about a guy like Tiger, he has trouble finding fairways anyway. You know, there's some weeks where he can't land on the fairway.
But then there's some weeks he gets it, and it's just putting. You got to get the total game together.
But that's the thing, though. He has problems hitting fairways kind of anyway. And then you get something where the fairway is, like, narrower than Peachtree Street. And if you don't put it on there, you get off in this stuff on your balls. You know, that's pretty demanding for guys to, I won't say dial back the way they normally play, but to say, hey, maybe I don't go as long. I just want to keep it straight and give myself a chance to score that way rather than go out and try to bomb like we would normally do off the tee. That's hard to reprogram. That's like telling the race. That's like telling Justified, don't run when you hear a bell. You know,
you think he would understand that?
Yeah. No, Justified is pretty smart.
How many words do you think he understands?
He understands money right now. He understands hanging out in the pastures. He's going to make a whole lot of money these days.
I want you to kick that other horse in the left ear right in that back hoof.
Did you get the conspiracy theory with that?
What?
There was another horse.
I believe it.
He had a horse that was running.
Blocker.
A moving pick.
He had a Matsui. That's what he had.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a Gerald Riggs out there.
Yeah, they're doing that. I would do it
in a second.
Yep.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why that dude looks like Greg Norman for good haircuts.
But this Father's Day weekend, I think some dads will still probably, you know, if dad's a golfer tomorrow, dad's going to sit at home and he says, you know what? I'm just going to get my easy chair. If y'all want to put a little something on the grill and sit there, and still going to watch these guys. Look ridiculous out here. Watch the balls come closer
so.
And come rolling all the way back down to your feet.
Golf fans, but I don't believe that's going to be that. I think tomorrow is a day, if it includes TV, sports TV watching, and it's not the World Cup, and we have to go to the usual suspects, whether it's, you know, PGA golf or baseball, I think it's baseball tomorrow. Games are going to be on during the day.
Of course.
Late afternoon, and then you got that special game, you know, tomorrow night. But Billions is off. My show had its last episode last week, man. That is tough.
Wow.
But everything you just described, by the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, talking U.S. Open. Everything that you tried to break down right there as far as how these golfers approach Shinnecock and or whatever the course is for the U.S. Open, because they're all tough courses, is the reason why those big names are eliminated. And it could happen to any of them. Because the area in which you play golf, every golfer will tell you, is the 4 inches between your ears.
Yeah.
And you sat there and broke down and overthought, and maybe I should do this, and maybe I should do that. That's the kind of thing that drives people crazy about Phil Mickelson. Because he will go for it.
Yeah.
And he'll lose a tournament on some crazy shots that he's done.
But that's the way he plays.
That's right. He doesn't think that way. And it's benefited him, and it's burned him. But everything that you just described is the reason why we don't see Tiger and Rory and Spieth and who's the other one big name?
The list goes on and on. I mean, so many of them. Jason Day.
Jason Day.
Isn't there.
He's had an up and down year, too.
Bubba Watson, you know, in there. I mean, that's a pretty stout group of guys you would want to.
You never covered any of these U.S. Opens when you were doing this on a daily basis?
On a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you were in TV years.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a U.S. Open that I covered. One at Pinehurst.
Okay.
One at Pinehurst in North Carolina. So I've covered some different ones, a PGA Championship and U.S. Open. I've covered some different ones.
You been out to East Lake yet?
Not this spring. Not yet. But hope to get out there soon to get a look at it.
It must have been uneventful, because normally when you've covered one of these type of events, big ones, you got a story about something that happened positively or negatively. And you ain't had much to say. So Pinehurst must have just kind of...
No, well, Pinehurst is just where Pinehurst is located. Is the big thing. I mean, you heard the name for years, Pinehurst number 2, and there's just golf courses everywhere. You're driving through the sand hills down in a part of North Carolina, and all of a sudden this oasis pops up.
Yeah.
It's like you've taken a jet and you've landed in some place.
In Jamaica, man.
Hey, that's what it looks like.
Yes, sir.
You know, and you got people riding, and
everybody's in golf carts.
It's a resort. And it just kind of comes out of nowhere. And if there's one thing that I remember about doing, that's the thing that kind of blew me away. I'm like, who invented this place? But, I mean, if you go there to play golf, they got, you know, fabulous golf courses there. But to me, that was the thing, having not grown up in North Carolina, seeing it. And seeing it just kind of pop out of nowhere, it's like,
And you know what? If somebody tapped into this conversation before we talked about what you were describing, they could have thought you were talking about Peachtree City. They literally could have thought you were talking about Peachtree. Like, this place just popped up, and folks drove going around in their golf carts. Yeah. Got a little private airport down there, Falcon. By the way, they're down there filming again.
Are they?
Yeah, at Falcon Airport.
Really?
Yeah. Used to do a couple shows down there. That's all Chick-fil-A. Kathy money.
they don't talk like that.
No, they don't, but you were talking golf and it made me even think of Charles Howell III, and then, of course, that goes into Thurston Howell III. That's how I took that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.